Really?
Same profession.
Okay, so we're up to defining the tosos. Right, the Hamin Maskan and Tosos, so we have the Adam. Right, again, his question is, why don't you say the first guy who made a Megose should be Chayev? Because most Gosim die. Should be Chayev? Right? In fact, that's what happens, that if you hit a guy and then they evaluate that he's going to die, and it turns out he does die Yechayev, so here too, they evaluate him to die, and he ended up dying. So the answer is no, because since the Torah is Mekel, that you tie the guy up, you lock him up, and then you see what happens. Bez Nisi doesn't kill him, though, as long as the victim is still alive. Maybe he's going to end up living. So therefore, you're not going to be Chayev for bringing that about. Okay, that's basically, there's more, he finishes up with that. So what's the question? It sounds like it's obvious. What was bothering him in the first place? Okay, so maybe let me go with, elaborate on what Yehuda and the Maharis were saying. Is that according to the Havimina, what do you chayev misa for? Like here's, let's take a simple case. Case is, if you hit a guy, right, if you hit the guy and he basically gets into a coma outside, so and he ends up dying, so then you're chayev mesa. If he lives, so then you're vata. Okay? So how do you understand that? So what do you chayev mesa for? So there's two ways to understand it. One way is you're chayev mesa for a lethal blow. You could say, like a hakah shel misa. Okay? You're chayev for inflicting a lethal blow on a guy. Okay? Now, how do we determine whether it's a lethal blow? So, ordinarily, it just kills them instantaneously, so it's a lethal blow. You don't do it, right? Or even that, but it's not so simple. Because the lethal blow, Bezin has to evaluate. Is the blow, they look at all the properties of what you're doing, right? That's a phenomenon of Omed. So, apparently, lethal blow is determined through the eyes of the Bez Din. Bez Din evaluates when most people die under this type of a thing. And if they evaluate that most people would die from this type of a thing, then that's a lethal blow. Right? That's why even if you kill a guy, they say, well, was this a lethal blow or not? Right? So you could say, the Amina is saying, so that's what Yechayev Misa for. Yechayev Misa for a lethal blow. Okay? That means a lethal blow. So whenever you kill him, Bez Din has to see whether it's a lethal blow or not a lethal blow. Now let's say you kill him, you hit him, and he does not dead yet. He's not dead yet. So again, is it a lethal blow or not? So Bezin will have to evaluate LP Rove and say, oh, apparently it is, Rove says it is, right? Now, if the guy ends up living, though, if he ends up living, so then you say, oh, then it's not, apparently it wasn't a lethal blow. In other words, Rove determines it when you don't have enough knowledge about the thing, so Rove will tell you that it is. Okay, if you don't know, so you'll evaluate the thing, and based on Rove, you could assume that it was a lethal blow. But if it turns out that the guy ends up living, so apparently it wasn't a lethal blow. Now, you say on the opposite dog case, but let's say you hit him and it was not a lethal blow and he ends up dying. So then I could always attribute his death to something else. Like I'll say if I hit a guy and it's not a lethal blow, so you don't just say, well, let's say if he dies. Because look, I don't know, maybe he died for something else. I didn't do a lethal blow. The guy ended up dying for some other reason. But if I ended up hitting him a lethal blow, so then so why isn't he dying? Lethal blow means I called Misa. Now, if he doesn't die, apparently it wasn't a lethal blow. So I thought it was a lethal blow, but apparently the factors are such that it's not a lethal blow. Because there's some other factor. The thing should kill him. This type of person, it should kill this person, so it didn't kill him. So until we actually see that he dies, we could assume that it's a lethal blow. Based on Rove. But once you have knowledge of the contrary, the guy lives, you give him a lethal blow. Bezin makes a lethal blow, but the guy's walking around, right? So obviously it wasn't a lethal blow. Bezin will say, this guy, this height, this whatever. Look, I don't know. Apparently Bezin's missing a factor. But if it was a lethal blow, then why is the guy still walking around? Right? But the point is that according to the Amina, so you're chayev for a lethal blow. Okay? Now, yeah. So fine, you're chayev for a lethal blow. Now, normally I'd say you don't have to presume. You could wait and see what happens. Okay, so even though if you evaluate based on Rove, but you could wait around and see what happens. Why just go by Rov? We could wait and see what happens. You could argue that. I mean, you could say, look, right now, we don't have to wait around. Right now, we want to do the din, and right now, Rov tells us it's a lethal blow. But you could argue that it would make sense to wait. But that's fine. You could wait around. But let's say he ends up now dying from some other thing. Some tenth guy comes and kills him. So now, you can't use that method anymore. You know, you can't have any first-hand knowledge of whether it was a lethal blow or not. So now the question is, you have to evaluate. So now Rov, you made him a ghost case. Rov goes on the Misa. So therefore, this was a lethal blow. So Eshvi Chayv Misa. When he actually gets up and walks around, so then you see, obviously, it wasn't a lethal blow. Now, normally, you could say, maybe you should wait around and see what happens. You could try to do that. See what happens. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. But here, you can't wait around and see what happens. So now, basically, the question is, was the first guy Chayv? Well, did he do a lethal blow? So you say, Rov is, he did a lethal blow, so he should be a Chayv.
Even.
Well, the other guy came and killed him doesn't in any way mitigate the fact that mine was a lethal blow. Mine was a lethal blow and it's Rove. See, if he gets up and walks around, so that shows that Mafreya wasn't a lethal blow. The fact that some other guy comes and kills him before he would have died, he died anyway. I'll say, look, he would have died anyways. Rove at the time, he probably would have died. So you go by Rove. Didn't force you to go by Rove.
Right. Okay.
So he says it was a lethal blow. So even if normally we don't just act on, we don't try to rush into the thing, maybe you'd say we don't, but that still doesn't mean that we don't have the right to assume it's lethal blow. We just say, why so rachamim? Why you do it if we could wait and see firsthand? We could. Why have to rely on the assumption of Ro when we could actually verify it firsthand? But if you hear, you lost that chance. So that's what those are saying. So now basically, first guy should be chayef, so that should be the end of it.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So kamash malon, no. You're not chayef for lethal blow. You're chayef for a ma'aser tzicha, for killing. But the only thing is that when you kill, it's not just for bringing about the result of killing. You have to have done an action which has that character. There's the action, there's definitely you need to know that it was a lethal blow, but according to Hamin, the lethal blow itself is what you're chayef for. According to Maskana, is the Ritzicha, but it lacks, the Ritzicha has to be attributable to your Maisa. So therefore, when he dies, you have to see that it was a lethal blow, because otherwise, it's the killing, the fact that he died doesn't tie back to your action, because you just did a little tap and he ended up dying. So you have to verify that it was a lethal blow, but you're not chayef for the lethal blow, you're chayef for killing him. Just the action that you did has to be in line with that result. You have to be able to hook it up. So if it wasn't that Rove people would die from this thing, then you can't attribute the death to your Maisa. But you're chayef for killing a guy. So if it turns out that the guy didn't end up dying, so then, Sanya Chayev. Now, normally, wait around and see. Now, here, unfortunately, or fortunately, the tenth guy came and didn't let Bezin see. So now you can't say you killed him. The other guy killed him. Okay, in the meantime, he's alive. He's a ghost, but he's a Chai. He doesn't have any Simon Trefa, whatever. So now, maybe your action would have been a murder. Okay, maybe it would have, but it wasn't. Didn't end up eventuating a murder, and I'm Chai for murdering a guy. Now, I did an action which would be in line with the murder if it would happen, but since it didn't happen, so it didn't happen, so there's no schaivus. So it's not to be chayv me. It's really interesting because it's going back to that old thing, as we were talking about omdim, you know, evaluate the thing. It's really like a chakira on that. It's omdim because the evaluation, that definitely you have to evaluate that it was a lethal blow. Is the lethal blow itself the machayev? And it's just that it could be undermined through seeing that the guy walks? Or do you say no, that the ritzicha is the schaivus? The chayv for ritzicha, for the killing. It's just that if the killing has to be a result of your action, so therefore you have to verify that it was in fact a lethal blow. But of course, if the guy never dies, then it's nothing. Let's look at it again inside, because I think we have to follow his steps here. Okay, because he's talking. It's not that short of a tosos. I mean, it's medium sized, but I mean, he is talking a little bit. Okay, so let's see the answer. Yeshamah de kivon shehikila alav Torah shechov shemno. So the Torah is lenient on him. That you lock him up. This is the guy. John Doe hits a guy and puts him into a coma. Okay, so they lock up John Doe. They lock him up. They don't let him walk because maybe the guy's gonna die. Okay, so they lock him up. They're lenient on him that they lock him up. Even though they evaluate the coma's gonna end up in death, in Oregon, they don't kill John Doe as long as the guy is still in the coma. Right? Sometimes the guy's gonna live. Right? So the saying is that the Torah is lenient on it, that you lock him up, you don't kill him right away. Right? So why do you do that? If you say, and this is, I think, gets to the point you were mentioning, Jeremy, but I think Tosus isn't holding by that logic, which is, I think he's saying, is that if you tell me you're chayav for Hakash al Misa, now it's the Hakash al Misa, right now you did the Hakah, the guy's in a coma, Bezin evaluates, it's Hakash al Misa. So now you should be chayav Misa, now you should kill him right away. Now it's true, if the guy walks, then it's the Gloy Milsa that it turns out it wasn't really Hakash al Misa, fine. But why would we assume that's going to happen? Why would we lock him up and see what happened? There's no reason to do that. He did a kashal misa. Rove works. So if rove works, it works. It's true. If it's undermined, then if an edu, the guy's walking, then he's walking, then it's obviously not a kashal misa. But otherwise, rove tells you that's it. So why should we doubt the rove? You don't have to go around. Every time you have a rove, you have to go and check it and make sure that it's true in this particular case. That's like the other rove. Rove is, you have a right to assume that it's a kashal misa. So why should we lock him up and be lenient on him and wait around for 5 years and see if the guy comes out of the coma? Just kill the guy right away. He did a kashal misa. So he holds, but the fact that we do that indicates one thing, that you're really not chayiv for a kashal misa. You're really only chayiv for killing him. Now you did an action which could be that it will be an action of killing. We don't know, best is misupa. So what do? We lock him up and we wait. We can't kill you yet, but at the same time we're not going to let you walk. Because you did an action which has the potential to be a tzicha contingent on him dying or living. So therefore, it must be the reason why we're lenient on him and we're not killing him, is because there's really no, we can't kill him yet. Because the guy may end up living. Right? You guys with me? So he says, Hilkach, right? Hilkach, kiven shabachar v'hargo patr. So since someone else came and killed him, so Bezin was waiting, hanging on whether he's going to die or live in order to establish it as Maisar Tzicha. Now, the fact that the other guy came and killed him before that happens, so now you're going to be Potter. You're going to be Potter. He says, Eviteida. He says, I'll prove it. The Ashkechon goes to Esbide Shamayim, the Nechshav Kechai, Lechayev Ez Hargo, Afal Gavdurav goes to the Mesa. He says, now this is tricky. What's he trying to prove here? But let's just get the Pshat. He says, I'll prove it to you. That we find a goes to Esbide Shamayim is considered alive, right? The guy who has a mortal will get disease, and he's basically majority of the guys will die. So he's considered alive. L'chayev as a hargo, right? To be l'chayev the person who kills him. Afal gav the rov goes on me. So even though majority of the ghosts end up dying, still, right? Still, you're chayev for killing him, right? Hilkach ein let moa because it's b'day adam. Therefore, don't be worried, don't wonder by goes with the Adam where he's not in his death is from a person. If nachshavenu kechai, the potter misha sogosis, if we'll consider him alive to potter, someone who makes him into a ghostis. So what's he doing here? What's he trying to do? He's trying to prove something? It's not clear what he's doing. You know, because I'll tell you, it's not such a good proof. Like, on the surface, it's a good proof. On the surface, the proof is that, look, if you kill a goses, so you're pata. Goses of Deshamayim. You kill him, you're pata. I'm sorry, you're chayiv. If you kill a goses of Deshamayim, he's on his deathbed from a disease and you kill him, you're chayiv. Why? Apparently he's a chayiv, he's alive. So therefore, by the same logic, if I make a guy into a goses, so I'm making him alive, he's still alive. So how could I possibly be chayiv for that? He's still alive. If he's a chayiv, he's a chayiv. If he's not a chayiv, that's what he's arguing. So then one question is, then what do you need the whole rest of Tosos? Just say that simple. But I think the answer is no, it's not so simple. Because your presumption is that I'm chayav misa for killing somebody. Right? For killing him. So then you'll say, is you could prove from the case of Yudhis Yishmayim that he's not considered dead. He's considered alive. Because if you weren't considered alive, then how could I be chayav? It must be he's alive, and therefore I could be chayav for killing him. So then the argument goes, oh, so it must be that a ghost is considered alive, so how could I be chayiv? I'm not killing him, he's still alive. But the havamina was that the chayiv misa is not for killing, but is for akash al misa. So it's for akash al misa, right? A mortal wound. So therefore, just because you're going to show me that a ghost is halachically has a status of being alive, right, such that if someone kills him, then, right, they'll be chayiv, doesn't mean that when I make a guy a goses, that's not a hakash al misa. So maybe when I make him a goses, that's a hakash al misa, that's a mortal wound. And they're from chayiv. He's still alive. Who cares that he's still alive? That's not the question. The question is a hakash al misa? So this isn't really like a proof. How's this like, what's the proof? I mean, it's true. If you say the maskana, it makes sense. But if you say that, I mean, how's this? It's not proving anything. Okay, so maybe it means like this. That, see, you could ask a question on the Svara of the Havamina. Is that, what kind of idea is that? That you're chayiv for giving a guy more room? Right? I mean, there's something funny about that. I mean, what's the sense to saying that you're chayiv for giving a guy a mortal wound? Akash Onisa. What's the sense of that? I mean, isn't it, shouldn't it kind of be obvious you're chayiv for killing? Chayiv for giving a guy a mortal wound? I mean, chayiv for killing. Killing is killing. Why? What's the sense? Why would you say you're chayiv for giving a guy a mortal wound? It's like a funny formulation. Chayiv for inflicting a mortal wound? Shouldn't it be chayiv for killing? Right? I mean, give a guy a mortal wound, and he walks around. I mean, what's the, I mean, why? Well, it's just a funny formulation, right? But there's a sense to it is that you could have said, it's like if you were to consider a guy with a mortal wound to be like a dead man, then it would make sense. Like basically, you'd say it's like a mortal guy has a mortal wound, like whatever Allah considers a mortal wound. That's by the way, I shouldn't say a mortal wound because mortal wound is really treifa. That's the word you use yesterday for treifa. Whatever, for like the mortal wound, it's about a mortal hit, mortal attack, whatever. The sense is that the sense is that when I hit a guy and make him a ghost ace, I'm basically like he's like a dead man. Then there would be a sense to it. A ghost ace. As if you were to say that a ghost ace are basically considered like he's dead, a guy who has this status of a ghost ace, then you could tell, you say that by inflicting the status of a ghost ace, that's what Misa for doing a mortal blow, a mortal attack on the guy, because basically the guy is basically dead. So now it's true, if he lives, but essentially the guy's like considered dead. Like halakhically considers that guy dead. You could have said that. Then it would have made sense, is that you're chayiv for making him a ghost ace, because basically a ghost ace is like he's dead. Right? Rov ghost on Misa, he's basically like he's dead, and therefore, you know. But you see, that's not true. Because if you were to say that halachically is considered like he's dead because of Rov, so then if you take a ghost expedition on him and kill him, so then you should be Potter. Because he'll say he's already dead. Just like if you kill Treifa, he's already dead. Right? So you see, but you're not. You see, if a guy's a ghost ace, even though Rov majority of ghosts die, you say he's not considered like he's dead. So you see, you're chayev. So apparently, even though a majority of ghosts do die, apparently there's enough of a statistic or whatever it is that halachically he's considered alive. Okay, the rove is fine, it's very nice, but bottom line is it's not sufficient to define him as being dead. So the guy's alive. The guy's alive. Okay, most people like this will die fine, but bottom line is halachically he goes to it's not like a tray for it, the tray was like defined as dead. He's not dead, he's alive. And you see if you kill him, you're chayiv. So apparently the guy is alive. So he's saying, so now it doesn't really make sense to say the guy's alive, but I'm chayiv for making a guy into a ghost ace, for giving him this mortal attack. And why? I mean, what did I do? Because I did a Maisa whose character is a mortal attack?
Usually.
I mean, what is it usually? I mean, what's the someone should be chayiv for? I mean, isn't the chayiv, isn't it clear that the chayiv is for killing? So now, it's true, you could have said killing doesn't necessarily mean making the guy's heart stop beating, but it means to render him a ghost ace, which is basically considered a dead man. So you could have said that. To render him a ghost ace, a mortal wound, he's a ghost ace, a ghost is considered a dead man. But once you see that a ghost ace isn't considered a dead man, because you see if you kill a ghost ace, then you're still a chayiv, so apparently a ghost ace is a live man. So he says, it doesn't really make sense that Havamina. It doesn't make sense to say that you'd be chayiv for rendering a guy a ghost ace. But for making him alive because I did something whose character, Al-Piya Rov, is defined as a Hakadosh Al Misa, you know, that doesn't really make sense. So he's trying to prove is that. And that's the line that we said before, is that a lot of choif, a lot of ghosts end up living. Okay, and you see Allah considers them alive. So he says, it's just a better svara. He's showing you his mistaver, a svara, it would be difficult to maintain the hami. So he's based upon that, based upon the fact that if you kill a ghost, they're chayiv. You could say it, but it just doesn't really, it's not an appealing idea anymore. I mean, if you didn't know that fact, so that a ghost ace is considered like he's alive, then you could have argued that you're a chayiv for giving him mortal wound. Because that blow would define him basically as a dead man. But you see it's not true. Allah doesn't consider him a dead man, so he's not a dead man, so why should he be chayiv? Okay, good. So I think it's good. I mean, I think in general, it's a furtherance of what we're saying. It's not, you know, it's not absolutely necessary for the main idea, but in general, if Tosis is saying like a proof, he's usually, I mean, I don't say always, but there's usually something more going on here. It's Especially, it's worth analyzing these proofs on their own right. Not always, especially if we're in the area, we kind of know the facts. It's not a proof from some other Gemara and some other whatever, you know. Okay, yeah. Okay, next. So now we have like this. Let's read further in the Gemara. Okay, so we'll read a little bit of the Gemara to jump down. I mean, there's a few points which I'm going to want to get back to, but so let's see. The Gemara then says like this. Amar Rava. It's like halfway down the page. There's Rava, the last word in the line. Amar Rava. Ahura gets a trefa pater. So if you kill a trefa, you're pater, because the guy's like a dead man, right? A trefa shaharag. So if a trefa kills, right, this guy's a trefa, he kills. Bifnei bezin chayev. Shelo bifnei bezin pater. Okay. So if he kills in front of bezin, so bezin sees him kill, right? Bezin sees him kill, then bezin will kill him.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
You said amarova. Harovea tatrefa.
No, higher up.
Higher up?
Yeah, a few lines higher than that.
How many lines?
I don't know, a few. Oh, I guess a trefa. Yeah, so it says, so if the trefa kills in front of Bezdin, then he's chayev. Okay, Bezdin sees that he killed, so why not? Shelo b'fnei Bezdin pater. But if he kills not in front of Bezdin, then he's pater. Okay, even though he has witnesses who saw the trefa kill, still, the trefa is in chayev. Okay? So why? So it says, Bifnei Bezdin chayev, before Bezdin is chayev, d'chsev v'yat ha'ra mikirbecha. You should stamp out the evil, remove the evil from your midst. So he's an evil, he's a murderer, he killed. So why not? You kill him. Right? Okay. But, shalom Bifnei Bezdin pater, d'havi la'id d'shiyat yachal azima. V'chal d'shiyat yachal azima, lo shmaidas. Okay, so what does that mean? What does that mean? So the thing is, it means, let's read Ashi's. Okay, it says, Shehu Chayev, Uviyat Ahara. Behare Ra'ohu, Rotzeach. So if Bezin saw him kill, they saw him murder. So you kill him, why not? Okay?
Does that make sense?
No.
Like, no, okay.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Why should this be any different than
right,
any other case?
Right, why do you have to basically, that's a good question, I know. We'll take that up, not today, but right. Maybe tomorrow. Is that what you mean? Just say Chayv Misa because he killed the Bezin, so I'm killed. But you don't have to quote a pasuk of Yarta Rami Gemecha. Just say that Make Ish Rameis Mos Yumas, whatever. Murderers get killed. You don't have to. That's not why you kill him. You kill him because he's Chayv Misa. He's a trefa. He killed.
Yeah, but it has to go through your edus.
But no, I was asking,
that's the principle in general. Is that the aid? If the aid sees it, you have one aid. The aid and the dayan, one of the aidim, the dayan testify, or I'm sorry, the aidim just no. It's not true. It doesn't have to go that way. If they see it during the daytime, I think they just judge it right then. In general, that's the case. It's not. I don't think in general you don't have to quote a principle like this. If the aidim, the dayanim see it, then they know. The whole idea of the aidim is to get it to be known before the dayanim, right? But to make it a fact in the eyes of the dayanim. But if they see it, then they see it. I think the problem is if they see it at night. Because then, at that moment, they can't do it because it's night, you're not allowed to judge a guy at night. And then the next day, maybe they forgot it, so then or whatever, then you need a Haggadah. And then the aid can maybe a die-in, and then you get all kinds of problems.
Do they have to testify? Do they testify before each other?
I don't think they have to. Or maybe if they see it at night, then they would have to. But if they see it during the day, they just kill them. So, no, I thought that, but I think I looked into it. You can check it out. But it's because he's a trefa, I think. But the question is, so not just say, look, he's a trefa, he's a Jew, he's chayav in the mitzvah, so, I mean, he killed the guilt. So what do you have to say? Because we have to make kibacha. Okay, fine. But that's what it says. But in essence, now, who can know if it's not in front of Bezin, what's the problem? So, shlo b'tnei Bezin, ve'ata bala chayav al pi edem. So if he kills not in front of Bezin, you can try to kill him through edem. Potter, dein edus and edus. Okay, so the basic principle is that the testimony, the testimony, you have to have a deterrent against false testimony. So the deterrent is that if you testify falsely against somebody, so then you get the penalty which you are trying to inflict upon him. Okay, and that's the deterrent. And Eidus, which doesn't have that deterrent built into it, is not a status of Eidus. It's not testimony. Testimony has to be you're risking your life. If you're testifying to kill somebody and it turns out you're lying, so then you got killed. So, and that's what makes testimony valid. What makes it truthful is the fact that we know that you're risking your life on this thing. And if you could be shown to be faulty, then you're chayav misa. If it's not falsifiable, so to speak, if it's not subject to you getting that same penalty, so then you're not then that's not edus. So it's not believed. It's not justice. It doesn't have a status of aethos. So it's saying is if you testify against the trefa, so now if you would have killed him, you're killing a dead man. So you're basically not killing, right? So you're not killing, you're not really killing a person. You're a dead man. So you wouldn't, if you would make that testimony, it would turn out that you were false, you wouldn't be able to get kashas on. You wouldn't be able to get the equal punishment. Because he's basically already a dead man, and you're not a dead man, so killing you would be more than you attempted to do. And not killing you would be less than you attempted to do. So basically, it's impossible, if you testify against the dead man, it's impossible to accomplish this exact penalty, kashas amam. So the eidos is unfalsifiable in the sense of the halacha. Okay, you can't basically, it doesn't lend itself to kashas amam, and therefore you can't, there's no eidos. So it's impossible to have a testimony that a trefa killed. Practically speaking, it won't halachically be valid eidos. And therefore, it just can't work. So it turns out that a trefa is going to be bater. So if the trefa kills not in front of Bezdin, it turns out it's like a technicality for the guy's bater. But if it's in front of Bezdin, so then you don't need eidos. You don't need testimony. So you don't need testimony. So that's it. So they just kill him. Okay? Fine. So that's just the pshat. Okay. So, fine. So that's good. So that's basically the halacha of trefa. A trefa killing. The Amar Rava says another thing. What about if you rape a trefa, or if a trefa rapes someone else? Okay, or not only rape, I guess, it's just sleeps with one man sleeps with another one. Haroveya es a trefa chayev. So if you sleep with a trefa, you chayev. Trefa she Rava. So if the trefa himself does, sodomize another man, b'fnei bezdin chayish, l'fnei bezdin pater. B'fnei bezdin chayiv d'chsiv yatar amigabach, l'fnei bezdin pater v'tiyash yatar amizima. So the same thing. So if bezdin sees it, it's happened, and then it has me chayiv. If bezdin doesn't see it happen, then you're going to need eidos. And eidos is not going to be a false law in the same way. It's yatish yachal azima, same problem. Okay? So it's almost the exact same thing. It is the exact same. Gemara asks, "Sasu lomli." What's the hainuach? It's the exact same thing. What's the difference between the case of the murder and the trefa and the case of rape and trefa? It's the same exact halacha. What do you need to teach me? The Rosh Rabbah need to teach me the same halacha twice. So the Gemara says, "No." A rovei as a trefa is tzurchlai. The case where you rape the trefa is where he needs to teach you. Ma'od the tema lehevei command the meshamesh meis v'li pater. You would think it's like if you let's see Rashi meshamesh meis. So, because Meshamesh Meis can mean two things, but Roveya Es Hameis. You might think it means it's like you if you sleep with a dead a corpse. Okay? Let's say you sodomize a corpse. So, the halacha is your pater. Okay? Your pater. So, now you could argue, right? So, you could argue that that since the trefa has the status of a dead man, since the trefa has the status of dead, so therefore you should be pater. Kamash Malon, the Mishum Hanahu, Vaslehana. So it's teaching you that the halacha for rape is based on Hana, and you have Hana, you have pleasure. Right, Rashi says, Vaslehana, Avarav Urveyas Hameis, but if you sleep with a corpse, Leka Hana, you don't have pleasure. She'avar Chami Muso, Vilach Luso, Lachuso, and it's not in because his warmth and his moisture, right, are past, are gone, and he's cold. So therefore, the Hanaz Bia is going to be absent. Okay, it's not really the Hana. So therefore, your butter. But by a trefa, what's the difference? What's the difference?
What's the last word in that Rashi?
And it's cold. And it became, cold. It became cold. Okay. So you have a hava mina maskana here. Right? Did I skip a Rashi? I think maybe I skipped a Rashi. It's a trefa on the trefa. Yeah. So you have a maskana about if you rape a trefa, or you sleep with a trefa. Okay. Do you say that he's defined as dead, and therefore you're pater? Or do you say no? There's here, it's all based upon ana. And therefore, you're mechayev. It's not rape. It's sodomy itself. The homosexuality of sex is chayev misa. It's not because you're raping against his will, even if it's consensual, you're chayev misa. Okay, just it's not because of rape. It's just talking about the homosexual bia is yichayah for that action. So if it's with two normal men, so then you are chayav misa. If it's with a corpse, a male corpse or whatever, you're pata. If it's with a treifa who's alive physically but has the status of a mace, so you would think that look, he's status of a mace. So it's teaching you no. Then you have dhamma. You have dhamma.
So,
you know what's funny also? I mean, it's based on Hana, right? I mean, doesn't it? It almost sounds like Rashi would have entertained that you'd be chayiv misa for sleeping with a corpse, right? He's just saying is that you're not because it's cold and, dry, right? I mean, that's funny, right? I mean, it's a corpse. I mean, for instance, if you'd invent some sort of a tool which wasn't a human being, some sort of a thing that you'd have beer with, I mean, that's not considered, that's not sex, that's not, right? I mean, wouldn't you just say it's like the action, I mean, an animal is a different institution, for instance, there's a halacha of bestiality. But I mean, if a corpse is a corpse, I mean, it's not a person. I mean, it was a person, but I mean, what's the whole, like, is it, for instance, you don't just say a chayav misa for a pleasurable action. That looks like bia. It just doesn't go by that. I mean, it's true. Pleasure is a factor in the thing, but it doesn't just mean if you invented a machine that simulated a sexual experience that you'd be chayiv. That's considered like homosexuality or whatever. I don't know. Whatever. I mean, a corpse is a corpse. Does a corpse have a gender? I don't know. It's a corpse. It's not even. It's not a person. I mean, but Rashi's like. Rashi is like, he's like really considering, I mean, he's trying to show you why is it different, the corpse and the treifa. I mean, it's kind of based not only on the corpse, but even by treifa. He says, you just care about Hana. I mean, is that, we just care about Hana? I mean, doesn't he have to be alive? Doesn't he have to be a person? Doesn't, you know? But it does seem like Rashi is considering that. Let me, let's think about this, but let me give you some more problems. Okay, totally unrelated. Someone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let me give you some other problems, other things to work on. If you could prepare, that would be great. These are kind of unrelated, okay? But they're related based on the svara, I want to say, but they're unrelated on a simple pshat level, okay? Okay, I'll tell you what it says. So there's a Rambam in Shechita Yud, Perek Yud, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. If you look at that, when it comes to a trefa, there's a halacha of a trefa by an animal. An animal is a trefa if it has certain mortal wounds. And the mortal wounds are basically given over. It's very interesting Rambam to look at. But he says it doesn't go by what modern doctors say. It goes by there's a Masorah about what are treifas. And even if a doctor, even though a mortal wound is conceptually an idea that it's going to die, even if doctors tell us they're not going to die or the opposite, you know, it's basically it's a Masorah, that's it. It's a fixed halacha of Masorah. It doesn't go by what doctors say. Okay, it's Masorah. Okay, look, it's very interesting now. But by a person, it doesn't seem that it goes that way. Okay, by a person, in Hilchos Rotzeach, Parak Beis, Halacha Chas, it seems like he says that a trefa means that a doctor will say he's going to die. Okay? It doesn't go by the same thing as by medical, you know? So it doesn't go by like, there's no Masorah. It just it goes by a doctor. Beis Chas.
Rotzeach.
Shmes Nefesh. So that's one question, is why is there a difference? Right? Why is there a difference? I think the Rav noticed this. Somehow Rabbi Shimon told me he saw the Rav. I don't know where the Rav noticed it, but the Rav noticed this difference. Okay, there's one question, and then there's another question in the Tosfos in Bava Metzia, Kuf Yudal Adam Aveis. He's talking about, well, his big problem is that Eliyahu Hanavi, you know that thing, that kid where he rejuvenated that kid or resuscitated that kid? Mm-hmm. Kid died, and Eliyahu Hanavi resuscitated his life. The Elisha Shanamis?
Elisha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Elisha. Okay, now Eliyahu didn't have it with Eliyahu?
Eliyahu did also, I thought.
I think Eliyahu did also.
It was
Yonah
ben Amittai,
wasn't it? I don't know. Was Elisha coming? I think it's, you can check it. It's Tosfos. But basically, I'm going with Eliyahu now, but maybe I'm wrong. So he says, how could he do it? The kid died, basically, and he told the mother, he had a relationship with the mother, or whatever, so he said, okay, let me go in, and I'll try to resuscitate him, and she resuscitated, and he resuscitated him, he brought him back to life, and he did some kind of thing. So he asks, Tosfos asks, he says, what do you mean, but Eliyahu was going? He was going, so he says, should be talking to him a mace. A coin's not allowed to touch a mace. Okay? So he says, that since he knew that he could revive the kid, so it was mutter. Okay. Why? Since he didn't write with my mother. So why? So you'll say because that means he wasn't really dead. But he doesn't say that. He says since he knew he could ride the kid, his mother because pikuach nefesh. Because of pikuach nefesh. Okay. So mother because nefesh. So what's the question? Which is pikuach nefesh means it's the mitzvah to save a life. So the question is manashach. Is the kid? Is he defined as? Here's the question. Is this kid defined as dead or is he defined as alive? Okay, when he knew that he could resuscitate him, it says he knew from Nevoah that he'd be able to bring him back. So is he defined as alive or is he defined as dead? If he's defined as alive, so then he's not Tameh. Tumah is only if the person is dead. If he's defined as alive, then he's not a Metameh. Right? So you'll have to tell me, no, if he's Metameh, apparently he's defined as dead. Right? So he's defined as dead, so he's dead. And that's what's Metameh. So then the question is, then how is there Pikuach Nefesh? Pikuach Nefesh is told by someone who's alive, saving a life. You don't say if someone's dead, that's pikuach nefesh. Okay, you're saying pikuach nefesh means saving life. Okay, it doesn't mean, it's not pikuach nefesh to try to resuscitate somebody who's defined halakhically as dead. Halakhically is dead. Okay, so someone answered, I saw, they want to say, maybe it means pikuach nefesh even if he's already dead. That's also defined as pikuach nefesh. But Rebbe asked this question, he didn't like that answer. Pikuach nefesh means the guy is alive. Pikuach nefesh, you can't pikuach nefesh to a dead guy. Pikuach nefesh means he's alive. So it sounds like he's alive. But if he's alive, then what do you have to say? That he's not, that is docha this or tumah. If he's alive, then he's just not tumah altogether. Okay? So it's totally, again, totally separate question. But somehow, whatever. This is Rabbi has an answer.
It's a paradox.